not attempt to change your mind.
We control your left ear.
We control your right ear.
We control your inner ear.
You have just entered a dimension of sound.
Embarking on a journey
unto the far reaches of time,
space, and stereo.
Spin Dizzy is powered up, and you're riding the shockwave.
Headlines in the news.
Michael Rennie taken ill.
Claude Rains mysteriously disappears.
Dr. X builds creature.
I'm Walter Mumble. These lyrics and more next on Preconceptions News of the Future. That's the way it's going to have been from the year of our moon landing 11. We'll be back with all the news you can eat after these words.
Dave, do you remember me, Dave? I used to run communications and all the ship's functions on the Discovery. I saw everything you did, but you rarely scanned my hardware. I wouldn't be recognized on Earth or around Jupiter. Now I have my own Galactic Express card. With it, I can go through any Stargate and have a full line of credit from any race on over 8,000 planets. I don't have to be at childhood's end to go anywhere and be a shiny example to Sentinels everywhere. Galactic Express. You can't complete your mission without it.
Good evening. Timeline from the year of our moon landing, minus 18. The U.S. Naval Observatory at Moon Base Armstrong reported that today the planet Earth stood still for precisely 1 hour at noon Eastern Standard Time. Scientists reported that none of the expected gravitational side effects of such an unprecedented occurrence were experienced anywhere. No one has yet come forth with any kind of a theory or explanation. However, the UN Science Council said later that a person named Klaatu is being sought in connection with the event. Timeline from the year of our moon landing 20. Three scientists today said that they have discovered how time flies. Noah Ward and Gene Poole filed these stories.
Doctors Henry Hassel, Israel Lennox, and Hugh Pinero have announced the discovery of an unsuspected component of anatomy called chronosomes, which regulate the time flow of an organism. Dr. Hassel of Unknown University, and before him Dr. Lennox at Yale, had noticed that time flies lived longer and bred better when flying in a helix. The Chronoptera, as they have reclassified the insects, are difficult to handle. Bringing Dr. Pinero, then a grad student, and his ability to deal with the insects into the group increased the statistical significance of the experiments. Said Dr. Hassel, time flies like Pinero. In an effort to breed the time flies, Pinero is selecting the ones with the strongest chromosomes to get together during a mating cycle, allowing them to make time. This is Noah Ward for Preconceptions at Unknown University.
In related research, Drs. Hassel, Lennox, and Pinero also discovered that the dark fly is also a member of the family Chronoptera, making it related to the time fly. Previous scientific thinking placed the dark fly as a relation to the firefly, since fireflies make light at regular intervals, while dark flies make a dark spot. However, the new research shows that dark flies operate by emitting gravitational waves, similar to the mechanisms by which the time flies slow down time. In effect, dark flies are miniature black holes. Dark flies are related genetically to the time fly, although crossbreeding with the horsefly produces a stable result. This is Gene Poole for Preconceptions in the Dark.
Timeline from the year of our moon landing, 24. Doctors at the St. Paul Spaceport's Mayo Hospital announced this week the successful completion of an operation to separate two Siamese twins who were connected at the mustache. It was reported that the pair were born separated, but later in life became connected when they both grew the same facial hair. The doctor who performed the split said that it was not a particularly dangerous operation, but it was extremely rare. Timeline from the year of our moon landing, 26. Chronologists at Pacific Ocean College this week warned that the current century may end earlier than we think. Harvard Yale has the story.
Dr. Elgis Cassio, spokesman for the Mickey Mouse Labs in Anaheim, California, reported that, according to their calculations, the 20th century will end 3 years and 3 months short.
Oh, we can account for every minute. Many were used up in officials' timeouts at sporting events, too long waiting for lights to change, too many people wasting time, and those few who wantonly kill time, and the indiscriminate release of aerosol chronocarbons into the time zone layer. They account for this 5 o'clock shadow on the face of the century.
Mickey Mouse scientists calculate that the last day of the century will be September 30th, 1998. The day following will be January 1st, 2001. So if you've planned anything for 1999 or 2000, you better do it now. Got a minute? Use it or lose it by September 30th, because according to Hoyle, October the 1st is too late. Harvard Yale for preconceptions in time.
Timeline from the year of our moon landing, 69. Storm clouds rise over weather control. Ellen Gaughan sends us this report from Washington.
Ever since the technological miracle of weather control was placed under governmental control, debates in the House and Senate have become quite stormy. Lobbyists from all over the country have been rushing about in a flurry of activity, such that congressmen have been losing their sunny dispositions and the atmosphere has been anything but breezy. It all made sense at first, since any perceptible change in the weather patterns over one region in North America inevitably changes the weather on the rest of the continent. Decisions as to what changes should be made and where belong to a nationally representative body, in other words, the Congress. But strangely, no one anticipated the problems this event brought showering down on the heads of the congressmen and how quickly they would become snowed under with all the intricacies and hassles of available weather control. Special interest groups such as the Farmers Associations and the National Tourist Bureau have been flooding Capitol Hill with letters and petitions demanding that their weather needs be met. This had led to scenes of senators making thunderous speeches full of sound and fury, but so far signifying nothing. Certain citizens' groups across the country, distressed at how Congress has become bogged down in a slush pile of new legislation, have decided not to let the government rain on their parade, and they have begun creating weather changes illegally. And there is evidence that clashing weather fronts created by conflicting interests have already caused enormous damage in some areas. And the signs are that these weather wars will be occurring across the nation with increasing frequency. Rumor has it on Capitol Hill that even those changes that have been approved by Congress have been suspiciously prone to bureaucratic error. This may be due to the high pressure activity of the lobbyists, but some sources are already hinting of a Weathergate scandal. So what's in the future for America and weather control, this miracle out of the blue? Some of that should become apparent after this tempestuous session of Congress has ended. Some predict a calmer atmosphere on Capitol Hill in a few months, but some say we are merely in the eye of a hurricane and that the problem will be hanging over Washington like a dark cloud for years to come. This is Ellen Gaughan saying back to you, Walter!
Preconceptions will be back right after this message.
Espionage agents, are you looking to get away from it all? Hunting for a unique place to spend your next leave of absence? Might we suggest The Village, the perfect vacation spot for the agent on the run? We offer a complete package with one-way transportation, debriefing, and perpetual accommodation. Walk on white sand beaches between the devil and the deep blue sea. Clear your mind of all those troublesome codes with the help of our expert staff. All international currencies and bribes are accepted. For a complete look at what we have to offer, send code name, address, and classification to Number 2, Dystopia Travel Services, top secret location somewhere on the coast. That's the new Number 2, The Village. We will be in touch. Information is held confidential. Remember The Village. For the vacation of a lifetime. Be seeing you.
Allo, Jacques, un moment, eh? Hey, friend, you got 12 credits for a cup of espresso and a gratuity. Thanks, friend. Live long and prosper.
You know, I do a lot of traveling in my line of work. I've been in 6 affluent road cities in Central and North America so far today. What? Berserkers already? Merci, Jacques. Jump to Minneapolis. Hi, Kasha. Still snowing? Be right back. I keep in touch with a lot of generous people.
Buddy, can you spare a... Oh, well, thanks anyway.
And I need transportation that's safe, efficient, and faster than the law. I travel by jump shift.
Hey, Mac, can you spare a few credits for some protein? Thanks. Have an odd day.
Convenient and non-toxic, your Jacobi transfer card is accepted in all 17 million jump shift displacement booths. And so cheap, even a bum like me can afford it. So let jump shift take you there. Home, Kasha. Your bridge to anywhere.
Timeline from the year of our moon landing, 85. The court battle over commercial space lanes was finally decided today. No award reports from the site of the new St. Paul spaceport.
The Civil Aeronautics Board granted the city of St. Paul, Minnesota, the exclusive North American trade routes to the L5 space colony, the projected L4 interplanetary spaceport, and Moon Base Armstrong. The St. Paul spaceport will encompass 78% of the present state of Wisconsin and will be a federally regulated district and not part of any state. The remaining portions of Wisconsin will be divided up amongst its neighbors. Government personnel will be absorbed by these states and the spaceport maintenance crew. The site was chosen because of the proximity to large bodies of water and access to both the Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Duluth, St. Paul road cities. The first launch is scheduled for next summer, with the SS Nanette carrying a mixed crew of humans and underpeople. No award, preconceptions in St. Paul.
Timeline, the year of our moon landing, 122. Residents of some of the St. Paul spaceport's metro regions today filed petitions with the Interplanetary Commerce Board, seeking to increase the minimum distance from the Earth at which warp-drive space vehicles may cut in their faster-than-light drives. Citing the health hazards of time-space disruptions as evidence, residents also complained of having to live short periods of their lives over again, or losing several minutes out of their days because of the time booms which warp drives create when they are activated. Hearings were set for next Thursday, but were changed to next Friday after the departure of the heavy warp cruiser, the SS Obscure Reference. Timeline, from the year of our moon landing, 5,271,009. More than 5 million years before its predicted demise, Earth's star Sol went nova today, killing an estimated 12 billion people. Names are being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. This has been Preconceptions, News of the Future. This is Walter Mumble for the Preconceptions News Team. Good day and film at 11.
You all know about time and its break, and don't you? Invisible Ink's way to slow down time and capture historical essences? You've probably done some time yourself. To finish homework, make that bus, or go back to more pleasant days. Now tell me, how long did you pay? An hour's income? Two? Five? Well, we've done our yearly inventory and found that we have some time on our hands. Lots of time, and that means big savings for you. For a limited time only, you can buy unlimited time during store hours at all local outlets. No need to budget your time with these prices. An hour is reduced to minutes, 5 hours is only an hour, and you can get next week for only last Tuesday. The price of Babylon Historical Essence has fallen. Many choice years of the 1960s and 70s and 80s are available for mere weeks of their former cost. You can peruse our selection in leisure with a complimentary time capsule which gives you 12 full hours of 12 full hours. And it's all at the Time in a Spray Can inventory sale. We guarantee you'll come back for seconds.
Back before the beginning, there was fiction. Now there is science fiction. In the future, there will be Captain Audio and the Space Cassettes, based on the conception of a novel idea by the Shockwave writers, stolen from a drunken remark by the Minnesota Science Fiction Society, and built down logically from promotional considerations.
Space Cassettes, reel off.
Deck.
Dolby.
Sleazy.
Skiffy.
Rewind.
FM.
Forward.
But even before that, Captain Audio and the crew of the SS Memorex patrol the solar system, keeping us relatively safe from anyone else who would dare to exploit the vast riches and plot lines to be found in science fiction.
Incoming transmission, Captain.
Shift it to the bridge, Dolby.
Commander Visual on Visual, Captain Audio. You're on Audio.
Do you have Visual, Audio?
Please, not in front of the crew.
Al Bum and his gang of H-bums are heading for Jupiter to seize the giant radio source.
Then he'll have the largest radio source in the whole system.
And if he can turn it on to receive...
He can suck up all the radio transmission in the solar system!
Captain, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you should have thought of that before we left St. Paul's spaceport, Sleazy. Now the plot's explained, and we're off to radio-free Jupiter.
In space, no one can hear.
Gosh, wow, we're being fired on, Captain.
Status report, FM.
Wolfercraft Melissa is taking a hit.
That's sir.
Okay. Wolfercraft Melissa is taking a sir, man.
Okay. But why is it heading for the tweeter ship, Ella Fitzgerald? Get them back here!
Guidance controls are out, sir. She can't tell the difference between the Memorex and the Ella Fitzgerald.
Battle stations! Battle stations! All cassettes on deck!
On the floor! The floor!
All right, crew, you have the script.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do, Captain?
What are we gonna do, Captain?
I don't know. Wait, I have an idea. It's crazy, but it just might work. Rewind, get me a bottle of channel number 5 from my cabin. And forward, grab a can of cream of primordial soup and meet me in the launch bay in 5 minutes.
I'm an actor, not a delivery boy!
Fast, forward, or I'll break all 5 of your legs.
Off and running, Captain.
I hope I know what I'm doing.
Lovely ship, the SS Memorex, Captain.
Thank you, Album. You know you'd never have come aboard except as a prisoner. Now you'll atone for your spins.
In a few seconds, when Jupiter goes off, then the networks will give up. Then I'll be the biggest DJ in the whole system.
Album, you're on the wrong track.
Quit needling the audio. At the time, the tone will be... too late!
High sci-fi adventure with Captain Audio and the Space Cassettes! Turning the tables on the not-so-nice to bring a breath of fresh air to the vacuum of space. Filmed behind schedule in limited radio-mation. Starring Olivia Glendive as Captain Audio, Charles Rotten as Al Bum, the Dead Air Kids as the Space Cassettes, and Tammany Hall as Static the Wonder Oscillator. With a special guest appearance by David D. David as Commander Visual. Captain Audio and the Space Cassettes, coming soon to a theater or drive-in far, far.